As summer's winding down, theatergoers in Cincinnati are looking forward to the beginning of the 2014-15 Broadway in Cincinnati season. And joining me to talk about the season is Genevieve Miller-Holt, the general manager of Broadway in Cincinnati. Welcome, Genevieve.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having us.
When Broadway in Cincinnati brings these shows in, they go through a process to select them. What are some of the decisions that factor into choosing the shows that come in?
It's a big puzzle, and there are a lot of players in the puzzle. But essentially, every year after the Tonys, usually, we try and determine, okay, what shows are really going to appeal to audiences on tour, especially in Cincinnati, and what shows are actually going to go on tour, because sometimes that doesn't always line up. So once you figure that out, they start routing, and they may pick when they're going to play LA, Chicago, some of the bigger markets. And then you start trying to see, okay, when could they get to Cincinnati in the first year or two? So we kind of put that together with when the Aronoff is available to us. Once we get all of that worked out, then we start thinking, okay, let's make sure this is a balanced season. Do we have shows that appeal to families? Do we have things that are new? Do we have revivals? People love revivals. Do we have some old favorites and new favorites? And so we try to bring a nice balance to the season every year while working with what is actually out on the road.
If you're out and someone happens to find out you work for Broadway in Cincinnati, do you ever get them saying, oh, when are you going to bring back? Or when is this coming?
Yes. And it's usually shows we would love to bring and they aren't on the road. Like one of my favorites of all time is Thoroughly Modern Millie. Someone asked me recently when we were going to bring Thoroughly Modern Millie back. And I said, I'd bring it in a heartbeat. It's not touring. There's no production out. So, you know, there are a lot of things like that that people would love to see back, but they're just not a product that we can bring in. But I love hearing it. I love getting that feedback because if it ever does come back out, we know people want it.
Again, the Broadway series is bringing in an excellent selection of popular favorites and some new things that Cincinnati audiences may not be familiar with. The season starts off in September this year with a Broadway musical based on a popular movie.
That's right. Dirty Dancing is the first show of the season. It starts September 23rd. We're really excited to have this here. The show was developed into a musical a few years back, and it played these sellout runs in Boston and Chicago. And then there were some logistical things, and it went away for a little while. And so they've just now been able to bring it back out on tour. And we're one of the first cities to get it on tour. And for anyone that's a fan of the movie, you know that it kind of lends itself very nicely to the stage as far as experiencing that dancing and those scenes live. So it's a wonderful show. It's a lot of fun.
Some of the previous musicals that have come to town based on movies have included Flashdance and Ghost. And in those, they've incorporated some of the pop songs that were incorporated in the original movies and then added some original songs. Is that going to be the case with Dirty Dancing?
Eleanor Bergstein, who wrote the original movie, is heading up the musical development as well. As she wrote the script, which is based on her own life, she was baby. When she wrote the script, she had the soundtrack in her head. She wanted number one hits from the 60s and then a couple new songs. And so she put it together. But some of the songs she really wanted, she couldn't afford because it was a small budget film at the time. So she's been able to add in some of those hits from the 60s and some additional songs while still keeping all the songs from the movie. The other thing that's kind of interesting is nobody opens their mouth and sings to another character on stage. There's actually a band and singers on stage. So it's more like a play with music, much like the movie was.
Speaking of musicians on stage, the next musical coming up in November is Once, which is about musicians.
Once is based on a movie that came out in 2007. It was an indie movie that people loved. The song Falling Slowly from Once won the Oscar that year. So they developed it into a stage musical that's really innovative. The way they stage it is really wonderful. All the characters are on stage almost the whole time. It takes place in a pub, an Irish pub, where you can actually get a drink before the show or at intermission. You can go on stage at the Aronoff and buy a drink at the pub, which is kind of cool. And it tells the story of a street musician. In the movie, it was played by Glenn Hansard, and he wrote the songs with the woman that starred in the movie as well. People may know him from The Frames or his solo work as a singer-songwriter. So it's his music and her music, Markéta Irglova, and it's the songs that they wrote for the movie and a couple additional ones that they wrote for the musical. And all the actors play their own instruments on stage. So it's kind of an innovative work of acting, playing instruments, and movement. It's not so much dance as you might think of in a musical, but this wonderful movement. It's fascinating.
You say that people will be able to come up at intermission and buy drinks at the pub on stage. Do you know, will there be any of the characters hanging around in the pub during that time, or are they pretty much clear out and let the audience have the stage?
Well, you know, during the pre-show, and if you get tickets, we recommend you come a half hour early. Like on a 7:30 show, the house will open at 7, and you can go on stage starting at that time to buy your drink. Well, the cast starts kind of coming out around 7:15. And they will sit down and have a jam session right there on stage while people are up there in the pub. And that is a really cool experience. It's fun to watch from the audience, and it's also fun to watch from the stage.
Now, Broadway in Cincinnati is bringing a holiday treat, also based on a very popular movie, and that's Elf the Musical.
That's right. Elf played Broadway a couple years ago. It's exactly the story you know and love from the movie, which really has become kind of a modern classic. It's one of the things people have been saying to me since we announced this title. People say, I watch that every year. I love that. My kids love that. We all love that. So I think people are going to really enjoy seeing it on stage. It has all of those elements. Buddy, his childlike innocence, his Christmas cheer that he wants to spread to everyone, and his journey to find his family and find where he fits in. And so it's lovely. It has him in the revolving door, you know, some of those moments from the movie that everyone loves. But they've added songs and a little bit of dance, and it's really wonderful for the holidays.
Something that they can bring the whole family to.
That's right.
Now, the new year will start with another family musical, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
It is. And I just learned recently, this was written to be a TV special originally. And so it was a little bit shorter than the standard Broadway musical. And it never played Broadway until this incarnation. I think people think, you know, oh, it's been around for a long time. But it's really been around in its TV special version. So what they did in the past couple of years to bring it to Broadway in this incarnation, they wanted to reapproach the book and the story and tell a story about Cinderella and the prince that people maybe wouldn't expect. So they went back to the original French story and found other elements, mainly being that the prince is on the precipice of taking over a country. He's completely overwhelmed, and he runs into this headstrong, smart woman. And so he needs her in the development and the story as much as she needs him, which is kind of nice.
Following this in February is a musical with another strong female character, Reno Sweeney, in Anything Goes.
That's right. It's the classic musical, 1934. Back in the time when musicals were just starting to have a plot line, you know, not being just a review, but character-driven, lots of jokes of the era. And it's a wonderful show. And when you think of a Broadway show, this is the kind of thing you think of. Huge tap numbers, a lot of comedy, very fun, and it kind of takes you to a completely different place. You're on board a ship, and it's a wonderful journey.
It's full of classical Cole Porter songs as well that most people are going to know.
Exactly. Anything Goes being the main one.
I Get a Kick Out of You, You're the Top. Those are all really fantastic songs.
Yes, absolutely. It's so much fun.
And of course, that brings us to March and April, which has one of the most popular shows that has ever come to Cincinnati. And that is The Lion King.
Yes, we are so excited to bring The Lion King back. It last played here in 2008, so it doesn't come around all that often. And what I love about it is now there are kids that wouldn't have been old enough to see Lion King last time it was here, and they're old enough to experience it now. If people haven't seen it, if you think you're coming to see a cartoon adaptation for the stage, you're in for a real surprise, because of all the things I've seen on stage, it's one of the most sophisticated retellings of a story. The artistry is just gorgeous. So it's a fantastic show in its own right. Plus, it's the Disney story people love. It has the music people know. And it's a huge spectacular. It's great.
And it was designed by Julie Taymor, who created these wonderful animal representations that contribute so much to the story.
Exactly. It doesn't look like a cartoon. It's an art piece. You know, it's wonderful.
And that brings us to the conclusion of the season in June. And that is I Love Lucy on stage. This intrigues me. Tell me about what this is.
It's a fun show. I saw it in Chicago. It had a long run in Chicago a year or two ago. Basically, when you enter the theater, you're on the soundstage of I Love Lucy. You're in the audience, the television audience. There's a host who's interacting with you. There are commercials. And you essentially watch the filming of two I Love Lucy episodes. And as soon as they start, if you're an I Love Lucy fan, you'll know exactly what they are. And it is great fun. The actors are wonderful, and they really help you see why people loved these characters and loved these actors.
You've got a situation where the actors are actually recreating very specific known characters, William Frawley, Vivian Vance, Desi Arnaz, and of course, Lucille Ball. But it may introduce us to some elements that those of us of a younger generation are not familiar with, and that is the on-air commercials and the other people involved with the production.
Exactly. You really kind of get the sense of what it was like to watch something be filmed in that era when television was so special. The experience of watching this thing and filming an episode was a wonderful experience for an audience member, and so you kind of get that notion of it. And also, it's a great show for someone that loves the TV show. Obviously, but if you don't, which, you know, I had watched some episodes, but I wasn't a huge fan, and I loved it. My eyes were open to why this was one of the biggest hits of all time.
Now, this is not a musical, but because Desi Arnaz was a musician and band leader, the show itself actually incorporated music oftentimes. Are we going to see any of that kind of orchestration coming into the show?
Yes, because some of the scenes do take place at the club, and there's dancing. There's an episode where she, I think, is learning a new dance. So the club band is there. So there is definitely live music and some fun movement and things like that.
So that's a full season. And as a recap for people who've been listening, it's Dirty Dancing, September 23rd through October 5th. Once, November 11th through the 23rd. Elf the Musical, December 2nd through the 7th. Cinderella, January 6th through 18th. Anything Goes, February 17th through 22nd. The Lion King, March 31st through April 26th. And I Love Lucy on Stage, June 2nd through the 14th. Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Genevieve Miller-Holt, the general manager of Broadway in Cincinnati. Thank you so much, Genevieve.
Thanks for having me.
For more information on the Broadway in Cincinnati season, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Singers, dancers, actors, this is your lucky day. Auditions for the annual Kellerman's End of Season Talent Show are beginning in the Playhouse now.
Besame, besame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Oh, besame, besame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true. Come true.